We farm corn and soybeans. We have alfalfa hay. I have some wheat. We have cattle. We have hogs. And we have trucks on the road that we truck our own product with, whether it's corn or beans or wheat, or we're bringing feed products back to the farm for our own use. And we farm quite a few acres collectively, but individually it's not that much. When we have this many people involved, it takes a lot of acres to support this many families. So in retrospect, I don't think that there's probably over maybe 1,000, maybe 1,100 acres per family entity that's working off of the farm. So I don't know what else.
That's exactly what I wanted to start with. You know, you talk about this extended family and your family, friends, and everything. Obviously, what you're doing here on the farm has a major economic impact on the community.
I would venture to say yes. We really do. I don't have a number exact, but we really do a lot of business locally. We do as much business locally as we possibly can. The barn site that we're standing on right here is the feeds being delivered from Sheraton Co-op. We deliver grain to the Sheraton Co-op. I know at least 4 or 5 people personally that work at that co-op, not counting the people that I know in town that work for Cargill. A bunch of young, intelligent, really good people working there. Went golfing with one of them the other night. And it's the business we do in town with the propane dealership here in town, Stubbs Propane. We do a lot of business with those folks, and just almost everybody in town, one way or another, we trade dollars back and forth. That's what a community's for, and that's what it's about. That's one of the reasons that we put up the barn. We wanted to keep everything as localized as we possibly can. So
your involvement in the community, can you talk about whether it's the school system that you have been involved with, or other activities, whether it's church or whatever, are you involved in the community?
Yes, I would say that we are on the side of heavily involved in the community. As far as the school program, whether it's we're honorary chapter members for the FFA, we donate our time and machinery, and the boys do a lot of help with the projects for the FFA. The athletic programs in town, whether it's football or wrestling, or we go to basketball games, but we're really involved in the football and wrestling programs. Academically, I think I love the smaller schools. It's easier to keep track of your kids and what's going on there. We've all been members of the rural fire department. I have been in the past. I'm no longer, but both my boys are currently. And we volunteer at the country club to help do anything that we can do there. And if somebody needs something, the VFW, we volunteer time and products for those folks that want to put on a feed or something. We'll donate pork products and just numerous things. We try to be as active with different, not just one entity, but as many as we can.
From an environmental standpoint, a stewardship standpoint of the land, air, water, and livestock, would you consider yourself, your family, your operation, practicing stewards? And in what way? In what ways are you doing it right out here?
Well, I would like to say yes, that we are practicing good stewardship. There are just so many different ways, and I'm, to be honest with you, not afraid to embrace anything. Now, I know that they're talking about emissions from cows, which is kind of a scary situation for anybody involved in that, but I'd be willing to listen to anything that they have to bring our way to make that product better. And as far as the hog buildings, when I sit down and figure the manure application saves so much in fossil fuels and trucking and commercial fertilizers coming from foreign countries, that I think that is a good asset, and that's got to be better for the environment. We do a lot of no-till farming. We're not strictly no-till, but I would say that we're 65 to 70% no-till. We got a lot of hay on the, I like a meadow rotation. We have an organic farm that we own right down the road. So yeah, I believe that we're doing the best we can with the technology that we have today.
Specifically with the livestock, and we're standing here in front of one of the hog buildings today. In what ways are you good, or practicing good animal welfare and a good steward of the animals?
Well, I would have to imagine that the best way to practice animal welfare is to actually be there. You got to spend time in the barn and do your daily chores and make sure everything's taken care of. Because if you're not in there and you're not doing it yourself, it's probably not going to get done to your qualifications. So I think that's probably the biggest key, is to actually just go in there and do it and spend the time doing it. It takes time.
Before you had the barns, did you have hogs outside? And what's the difference?
Yes, we did. We had 150 sows, farrow to finish, outside. And that took probably pretty much all of my time. Plus, in a building like this, we can feed 5 to 6 times more pigs in a year and spend a lot less time doing it. The pigs are 10 times healthier. I remember, and my manure management plan back then was pretty much non-existent. Didn't even know what that was. Hoped for a good 4-inch rain, but that was not a good plan. Today, it's so calculated that I cannot imagine having a better system, but I'm sure that someday our kids going to college will figure out a better way, because they're always trying to learn and strive and make things better, and I'm sure that we'll be able to improve on these buildings, but right now it's the best technology out there today.
Can you talk about your work with the Coalition, how the Coalition has served as a good resource or helped you?
Well, I would phrase it more like the Coalition working for us than us working with the Coalition, because basically we were out here running blind. We knew what we wanted to do. We knew it was the right thing to do. We just didn't know how to get to where we needed to be. And if it wasn't for Aaron and Megan and Rex Hoppus at the time, I would hate to even think of where we would have been, because they were so helpful in pointing us in the right direction. We probably even hooked up with them a little bit too late, just for the lack of not knowing the opportunity was out there. But the Coalition can help anybody with almost anything when it comes to livestock, or I wouldn't even imagine it have to be livestock. Almost anything in the farming operations today is under such scrutiny that you need somebody in your corner like those. I was thinking just today that I would like to think, like my dad thought, like, I'm just out here doing the best I can, you know, and just leave me alone. That's not going to be the ticket. We're going to be out here on the forefront, and we're going to have to, you know, make people aware of what we're doing.
Specifically, what did the Coalition do for you?
They were able to help us assess a site. They were able to tell us how to communicate with the neighbors, not just what to say, but maybe how to say what you want to say, because you knew what you want to say, you're just not sure how to say it. They pretty much taught us not to be afraid of going out there and talking to the people, because that's what the neighbors are, just as afraid as you are. They're afraid of something new. They don't know what's going on. You're scared to death because you're afraid you did something wrong, even when you didn't. So it's just fear. I mean, they just help calm the fear, and that is knowledge. The more knowledge you have, the less afraid you're going to be of whatever situation you're in.
Do you see, or would you say that the relationships with your neighbors are pretty good now? And how do you go about maintaining that and building that relationship?
I would say that my relationship with most of the neighbors are on the level of good to excellent. I have a couple of neighbors that are still kind of pulling back. I visited with one of them just the other day at a graduation that I thought was still kind of pulling away, but we sat and visited just like it was the old days. I just talked to a friend of mine that was talking to another neighbor that had an issue with the barn, And he told me that in that conversation, he was standing in the fella's yard, and he said, boy, you know what, I can't even smell the barn over there. And the neighbor said, you know what, we never do. It just amazes me. And it's nice that time heals all wounds. And the best thing you can do is try to approach somebody and visit with them if you're at a situation like a graduation or a wedding or something. And if they want to visit, then visit. If they don't, then you're going to have to back away until, you know, the time heals all wounds.
So it's communication, education, and mutual respect.
Mutual respect, that's exactly right. I respect their concerns. They have every right in the world to be concerned. But they, at the same turn, have to respect our concerns and where we want to be and my family's operation and what I feel that I have to do to help not only my family but my country and do the best that we can. And this is the best asset that this country has is agriculture. And we're all going to have to work to make it the best situation for everybody.
Obviously, you think that there is room for the next generation in agriculture, so you're optimistic about the future.
Yes, I am. I think there's more than enough room for the next generation. The next generation has got so many more avenues than what we ever had. Ethanol with the DDGs and biofuels at every level, whether it's biomass or whether it's corn alcohol or whether it's soybean diesel or whatever. And there's animal science diets that's going to have to be figured out to feed these DDGs and byproducts too. That's just, there are so many avenues out there that it's not even funny. So I'm extremely excited for the young people today. As a matter of fact, I think that Iowa State has the biggest enrollment they have had in a long time for agriculture. So,
if you could take a message about your farm, agriculture, your family, rural community, to consumers that are a little further away from here, say they're in Des Moines or in another city, what would you like for them to know about what you're doing out here?
I guess that I would like them to know that I'm out here between 14 and 16 hours a day. And what we do out here, we do to the very best of our ability. We do it with the best technology that we can possibly have. And contrary to maybe what they might read or hear on the media, it's way, way better than it ever was before. And I hope for it to be even better yet. And I think it will. I really do. There's always room for improvement. I don't care what it is. We found out in our economy that it wasn't nearly as good as they thought it was. Well, they're going to have to improve that. And we can improve what we're doing, and it's never good enough. We can always do better.
Food safety, safety of the water, pretty comfortable with what you've got going on here. I mean, you live here and you drink the water, and I'm sure you enjoy some pork from some hogs that you've raised.
That is very true. As far as food safety goes, if you do the track record on that, I would imagine that 99 times out of 100, if there's a food issue, it wasn't from the farm. It was from the processing plant, or even after that, it wasn't off of the farm, because what we bring to the processing plant is 100% top grade. And as far as water safety, it's, in my mind, a non-issue. The manure that we have in the barn here is totally contained under concrete. I mean, there's just, like I said, back in the 70s when we were doing hogs, and everybody else was too, and cattle was the same way, there was no manure management plan. And when they did the records for water quality, yes, it was in pretty bad shape back then. And we did learn a lot, and we have cleaned it up considerably, even with as many more people as we have on the planet. We're going to have to take care of it even better. I mean, there's like I say, there's always room for improvement. But water quality is not even a concern to me at this point. It's something that we've really tackled with buffer strips and application of manure being submerged underneath the soil. And it's a lot better than it ever was.